All right, ladies and gentlemen, young and old and middle aged, what would you say about the sedentary lifestyle? The sedentary lifestyle. What is the best way to beat it? So here's, let's narrow down the choices. Sedentary lifestyle, which of course leads to, for many people, being overweight, generally unhealthy, even if people are not overweight, because as I've said before, skinny people can be unhealthy. So generally just unhealthy, but particularly when it comes to having too much weight, too much meat on the bones. If you had to take a choice, make a choice, you could eat whatever you wanted to eat. And when I say whatever, I mean whatever. No matter how much saturated fat, no matter how much of the bad carbs, I mean whatever you wanted to eat, as much as you wanted to eat. If you could do that, but exercise a minimum of 150 minutes every week, you had to exercise. And isn't it interesting? I'm going to ask this question, and this is so interesting. Okay, I better, let me hold off on the point out, the interesting point that I want to make. And I'll tell you that in just a minute, but let me get to this question first, because if I tell you what's interesting, I'll be giving away the answer. All right, so here we go. If you had a choice, either you could eat whatever you wanted to eat, but you had to work out a minimum, I guess I shouldn't put it that way, because that almost sounds like, makes it sound like exercising is really, really a drudgery and a drag. That's not the case for most people who exercise really enjoy doing it. But so let's put it, let's say it this way. You could eat whatever you want and as much as you wanted, but in exchange, you had the opportunity of exercising. You had the pleasure, the joy of exercising a minimum of 150 minutes each week. Or no exercise, zero exercise each week. And when I say zero, I mean an actual bona fide exercise routine. I'm not talking about the exercise you'd get, you know, walking from the car to your work, or from your car to the grocery store. I'm not talking about that. I mean an actual bona fide exercise routine. No exercise routine, but in exchange, you had the pleasure of eating only healthy foods and drinking only healthy beverages. And when I say only, let's say 92% of the food you put into your body was healthy, nutritious. 92% of the beverages you put into your body, nutritious. 92%. No exercise routine. So which of those lifestyles would you choose? Which of those would you say would be the better one to help a person maintain a healthy weight? Eat whatever they want to, but exercise no less than 150 minutes a week. Or if they did not exercise at all, they could only put nutritious foods and beverages into their bodies, or at least 92% of the time. Well, this is the point I wanted to make that I find very interesting. To hear some people talk about how they eat whatever they want to eat, but because of their exercise routine, they're healthy and they don't put on unhealthy weight. They don't put on extra pounds, extra unwanted pounds. Eat whatever they want to. Now, of course, we'd probably need to dig in a little bit and get some details. You know, ask them, what do you want to eat? Yeah, you know, what do you eat? Well, whatever I want to. Okay, well, what do you want to eat then? Since you won't just tell us what you eat, tell us what you want to eat. Then we'll find out what they eat. And that, It'd be interesting to find out whether what they want to eat turns out to be mostly healthy stuff anyway. But anyway, there are people who say they eat whatever they want to, but they're still able to get some good results, test results when they have their physicals done. They're basically healthy people and certainly nowhere near being overweight, much less obese. Well, I want to share with you what Johanna Sakamura with Everyday Health is saying about the sedentary lifestyle. If our lifestyle is sedentary, I'm kind of changing the question now. If our lifestyle is sedentary, how do you deal with it? Simple question. And this is going to be a simple one, but yet kind of complex. What is actually causing the obesity epidemic? Most health experts agree that obesity is caused by a basic energy imbalance. We're eating more calories than we're burning through daily activity. But what's the primary driver behind our energy surplus? Is it that we're eating more because we're surrounded by calorie-laden foods and drinks? Or that we're expending less energy because we've adopted a more sedentary lifestyle? While it's likely a combination of both behaviors, scientists continue to dispute the contribution of diet versus activity levels to the current epidemic, as well as the role that each should play in prevention efforts. What do you think? What is the major driver behind our obesity epidemic? Which, by the way, as I've shared with you before, is not a problem just for the United States of America. This is becoming more and more of a problem all around the world. What is the primary cause of it? Obesity. Is it primarily because we're eating too many of the bad, wrong kinds of foods and drinking too many of the wrong kinds of beverages? Or is it mainly because we're just not moving our bodies enough? Or is it mainly because of both? It is because we're not moving enough and because we're eating too much of the wrong stuff and drinking too much of the wrong stuff. Well, a group of researchers is adding their voice to the debate, arguing that diet, not exercise, is the culprit for rising obesity rates, and that foods high in sugar and other carbohydrates are specifically to blame. One of the experts writes that, quote unquote, you cannot outrun a bad diet. And you can imagine what that expert means by saying you can't outrun a bad diet. They're saying that not all calories contribute equally to weight gain, and that high carbohydrate foods and beverages are more likely to promote overeating and fat storage than other sources. You're gonna get this shortly. We're going to let you know what they mean by this whole business of you can't outrun a bad diet. Be thinking about that, though, as we go through this. What do you suppose they're really getting across when they say you cannot outrun a bad diet? All right, so they're saying, and this was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, that with calories being different, people consuming too much high carb and beverages are probably causing themselves to gain more weight. And remember what we said about carbohydrates. Not all carbohydrates are created equal, and not all carbohydrates are bad for us. There are carbohydrates that are good for us, and just like carbs naturally occur in the body and the body uses them, just like we have cholesterol naturally occurring in the body and the body uses cholesterol, including the LDL, the one that people call the bad cholesterol. Okay, when it comes down, well, they're saying, you know, to this whole business of carbs, high carb foods, etc., one of the things that others point out is that this might be an incredibly oversimplified and poorly substantiated view of what is a highly complex and multifactorial public health issue. A high sugar diet can contribute to obesity and disease, but it's just one piece of the problem. When it comes down to individual choices, there are three areas that you should be focused on. Number one, how much you're eating. Number two, what you're eating. And number three, how much daily activity you get. Let me add the fourth factor there when it comes to eating. This is a fourth factor added to the three that they just mentioned. How much you're eating, what you're eating, how much daily activity you get. All right, so if we look just at eating, there's another factor I would like to add. We've talked about this before. What is it? Who remembers? There you go. What time you're eating. Yes, that's critical. Because if we're eating past the point at which our bodies are saying, I'm ready to digest this food, bring it on, then we are setting ourselves up for weight gain. Yes, when our body clocks are ready, when our body clocks are telling our bodies it's time to slow everything down, including the digestive process, metabolism, then we need to make sure that we're not working against that process by putting in more foods, especially high caloric foods, high calorie foods. All right, but these are the three that they want to look at: how much we're eating, what we're eating, and how much daily activity we get. All of these factors have a significant and unique impact on health, and neglecting any one of them can have harmful consequences. So when we come back, I'd like for us to take a look at what they're saying, what the experts are saying about each of these three factors that can weigh in on people becoming overweight, even obese. How many calories? What kind of calories? How much movement? By the way, what is your preference? I mean, your personal preference when it comes to having a healthy body generally, healthy weight in particular. How do you prefer to have that be part of your life? Do you prefer, if you had to do just one, would it be just exercise or would it be just eating right? Do you prefer to eat right and exercise?